The Maverick Concert Hall was hand-built by artists in a woodland glade just 2 miles from Woodstock, New York in 1916. So the centennial season of the historic Maverick Concert Hall officially kicks off Saturday with a free concert for young people at 11 a.m. and a concert by renowned percussion group Nexus at 8 p.m. The program features the premiere of Peter Schickele's Percussion Sonata No. 3, Maverick. To tell us more, we welcome musical satirist Professor Peter Schickele and Nexus's Gary Kivestad. Gary, Peter, thank you very much for being with us.
A great pleasure.
Hi, how are you, Joe?
Very nice to have you both here. I thank you very much for joining us once again. Gary, let's begin with you as how this whole project came about.
Well, we've been working with Maverick for many, many years. Going back about 25 years or so, we were doing benefits for arts organizations, and we started a Saturday night concert series of stuff that was different than what they normally did on Sunday afternoons for the last 100 years. And it was not pop music by any means, but it wasn't string quartet music from the Romantic period. So we sort of set the stage, so to speak, to do that. And when they started planning for the 100th anniversary of the hall, they contacted me, asked me if I'd put something together. They also were very interested in commissioning four composers, which Peter's piece is the first one that my wife Diane and I commissioned for the centennial celebration. Peter wrote this piece called Percussion Sonata No. 3. We also did No. 2 there. We premiered a number of years ago. Frederick Han, George Santakis, and Russell Platter, the other composers.
So
we also thought it'd be really fun to bring an Iranian singer, instrumentalist with us that we've been working with to do some really beautiful music from Iran adapted to Western percussion, melodic percussion instruments. And her name is Sepeda Rezadat, and she's incredible. We're also asked Amy Frayden and Kirsty Golson to join us on a piece that one of the Nexus members wrote called Sky Ghost. Peter, what do you have to say about your piece?
My piece sounds great. I just heard it for the first time. And I'm very pleased, except for the wrong notes. But I think we got those fixed up, so I think we're in good shape.
You wrote the wrong notes, or we played the wrong notes?
I wrote the wrong notes.
I wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, right.
What were you looking to accomplish in it, Peter?
I didn't hear
that. Who were you looking to what?
What were you looking to accomplish? What were you hoping to, the mood of the piece, what did you want it to do?
As in most of my music, I'm just looking to have a good time. This piece has three quite different feels to it. The first one is a toccata, sort of a bristling energy kind of piece. And then the middle movement is has a lot of very soft mallet kind of work. And then the last movement is really sort of a ragtime piece. And it has, as a matter of fact, it has one theme in it that reminds me of Nina Rota, the composer who wrote the scores for most of Fellini's movies. Every time I hear this theme, I see Fellini in my mind.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I love it. The piece is really wonderful, Joe. People are going to love it. The ticket sales are really quite good, and they're thinking it's going to rain, so there might not be outdoor seating. So if people want to come to this, they should come early. I don't think they're selling tickets online anymore. They've shut that off, but, you know, it's in West Hurley. The website is maverickconcerts.org, but they have a great season. This is only the beginning, and it goes all the way through to the end of the summer and into September. In fact, I'll be playing with Alexander Platt's Chamber Orchestra concert on August 22nd with Maria Todaro of the Phoenicia Festival of the Voice. They're doing some really wonderful vocal stuff with the Chamber Orchestra. So there's jazz all summer on Saturday nights. And as you pointed out, we're doing a children's concert Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. So young kids get in free. Their parents have to pay. And it's going to be fun. We're going to do some of the things on the evening concert.
Tell us about
many people trying to fake an early age.
Well, sure. Yeah.
But we catch them.
Yeah.
Tell us about the young people's concert, Gary.
You know, they've been doing that for many, many years, and it's a great thing. You know, obviously, everybody's concerned about audiences dwindling, and, you know, when I noticed when I first moved here in the late 70s, I went to Maverick concerts, and I was in my late 20s at that point, but, you know, being a classical music fanatic, I loved going to those concerts with Diane. But I noticed that everybody was at least 50 years older than I was, and I thought, oh, my God, they don't have an audience. But I was told that people develop a like for classical music late in life, so it keeps turning over. But they really are doing a great job bringing in the young audiences for these free concerts, because the world-class musicians are playing there at all times, and when they do, they get them to perform for the children as well.
And then, obviously, then later in the day at 8 o'clock, there will be the Nexus performance, and all of this as part of Maverick Concert Series and Maverick Concerts and their 100th anniversary, which is amazing that you have this wonderful resource in the community.
Very exciting. In addition to Peter's piece and the piece of Russell's and these Persian songs that we're doing, we're also doing a set of ragtime xylophone pieces by a Woodstock composer who lived in Woodstock in the 40s through the 70s, about George Hamilton Green, and Nexus is kind of known for its ragtime, so those are a lot of fun, and a lot of the members of the Green family will be there, so it's a kind of a reunion and a celebration of the 100th anniversary.
Well, I wish you all the best. The centennial season of the historic Maverick Concert Hall officially kicks off Saturday with a free concert for young people at 11, as we mentioned, and a concert by the renowned percussion group Nexus at 8 o'clock featuring Peter Schickele's Percussion Sonata No. 3, Maverick. All of that taking place at Maverick Concerts. You can find out more at maverickconcerts.org. Maverickconcerts.org for more information. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Can I mention that we're doing another drum boogie festival in Woodstock on September 12th?
If you can do it in 2 seconds.
I just did.
There you go.
Go to drumboogiefestival.com and check it out.
Okay.
Nexus is on, and Jack DeJohnette, a lot of great, great performers all day long.
That's more than 2 seconds, Gary. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Good
Thank
to
you,
talk
Peter.
To you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.